Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. There's something kind of wild about stepping into freezing cold water. And yet it's become one of the most, powerful rhythms in my life. Cold plunging started as a way to reset physically, mentally, spiritually. But you know what surprised me most? My kids wanted in. They saw me challenged by how cold it was, shivering, and they wanted in. And I think it's an important lesson to teach your kids that you don't always have to run away from discomfort. In fact, you should embrace it. It's what makes you grow. Now they're seeing the benefits, and we're still arguing daily on who's going to go first. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the value of cold plunging, how it impacts your body, mind, body, and spirit. We're also going to discuss how hydrogen-infused water is even more beneficial, not just in cold plunging, but even in a lukewarm, I would say more cold, bath. And we're going to discuss all the benefits and how you can get started today, whether it's just you by yourself or you bring your kids in. I think we're ready to get this party started.
So I know that you're excited about our topic today.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you've been cold plunging for a long time. Had my daughter cold plunge with you and not been successful in getting me to do it.
But I try.
I've tried it, but we'll talk about my... I've got a variation
that
works for me. But but we're going to talk about what it is, when it started, how long it's been around, what the benefits are behind it, and then really how to do it if you want to incorporate it.
But absolutely. I'm excited.
I know. This is definitely right up your alley. But before we get there, it's been a minute since we've done our Q&A or this or that or would you rather. So I know that I've got some questions lined up for you, and I think you've got some for me as well.
I do.
You
and
go
I
first.
I love asking these questions because some of them I think I know. Like I'm like, oh, I know exactly which one she'd pick. But then there's some that you surprise me, so we'll see.
I'm full of surprises, Dallas.
Okay. I think I know this answer. Okay. We'll go with this one. Laundry caught up or living out of a basket?
Meaning what do I want or what do I do?
What do you do?
Living out of a basket. Always. My life is nothing but laundry and it's never all the way done ever. Like all the way done. I don't know the last time that's like absolutely everything done, washed and put away is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I can get it washed easily. I actually enjoy doing laundry. It's just the putting away that
you have a hard time with.
I do. And I say, kids, your stuff's ready. And it just sits there. And then mom, where is it the next day? So
yeah, I hear you. Like we have... I've actually got my kids learn. They know how to do their own laundry now. Like
that's good. My kids do it, and then I just kind of take over. They both know.
They know how to start the wash, and they know how to put it in the dryer. But the folding component and
that's the part that nobody seems to like to do.
No one likes to do that part.
No,
mm-hmm.
No. Or we just press dry again and get all the wrinkles out.
You just keep pushing that button.
That's exactly what I do.
I have done that before.
Or you forget this morning, as an example, forgot about the load in the washer yesterday. So you have to rewash everything so it doesn't stink.
Yep.
That is, again, story of my life.
I understand it. Okay. Girls' night out or Netflix and sweats?
You know this. Netflix and sweats.
Yes. And you're a Dexter fan, so...
Oh. All day.
Are you caught up or?
No, we like to binge. And that's the one thing I don't like. I prefer when things are released, like all of it at once. I don't like to wait.
I know.
A week. I don't know. That's just my person. Plus I forget half the time. I mean, I don't remember all the details if I'm waiting too long between episodes. So we have, I think we've let three episodes go by, and I think this weekend we're going to binge all three.
Hey,
so I like to binge.
Me too.
I don't like the weekly. I mean, remember back in the day?
Yeah.
When
you
got your TV, I try to tell my kids this. I'm like, you got a remote, or what is it called? TV guide that came in Sunday's paper.
Yep.
And you could go through and see like what time, what station.
You can record it.
It was like you were home at 7 o'clock or you did not see your show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Friday night? TGIF? Do you remember those?
Yes.
What were they?
Full House?
Full House.
Uh-huh. I don't remember the other ones.
Dallas.
Oh, Melrose Place? When was Melrose Place?
No, Melrose Place. That wasn't a Friday night, was it? That was around the same time. But wasn't it? It was Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step. And I think there was a fourth one. And I don't know the fourth one. But it was like four. It was that 7 to 9 p.m. slot on Fridays.
I always watch Full House.
Full House was the first. Mm-hmm. And then it was Step by Step with Urkel or mm-hmm. Steve Urkel. And then it was this? No, that was Family Matters. Shoot, no. It was Family Matters. And then it was Step by Step.
Yep.
And then there was a fourth one.
I don't know.
It's going to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I like to watch TV.
Yeah. I remember, I think Melrose Place and 90210 came out like my senior year or something of high school.
No, you were younger. I mean, I know you're older than me. So maybe it was your senior year and I was still in middle school.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember, but I
want to say it was probably high school when it came out for me.
I think I came out in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember what day it was.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe-ish. I don't know.
Cries during commercials or laughs at people who do?
Both. I mean, it depends on my mood.
Yeah.
It depends on the commercial. Kids and animals get me.
Yeah,
I mean, every single time. If it's not kids and animals, I know it sounds horrible, but I don't know if I would be that emotional over a commercial. But those sad animals where they're playing that Sarah McLachlan song. And
I know.
I mean, animals are the way to my heart. Right. That really gets me. So
yeah.
Yeah. I may have shed tears before on some of those commercials. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Forever late or obnoxiously early?
It depends on what it is. I'm a both. Back when I was in corporate world, I was obnoxiously early all the time. Now, again, I've kind of just shifted.
It's a new way of life.
It's a much better way of life. Slower. Everything's a little slower, including me. And I don't get there on time as much. And that drives my husband crazy. That is one of his pet peeves.
But don't you think, I don't know if you're there yet, but you know, it's been a long time since I was in corporate America. I mean, it's been 14 years since I was in corporate America.
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, I think you work harder. I mean, you have to, you work around, your schedule is just so different. It's not like a, you know, 8 to 5 job. It's like you work and then you can get something else done and then you work again. And it's like
are you talking about now?
Or? Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cause you're never off.
You're never off.
There's never I'm done. I'm off. I'm off the clock.
Right.
But no, it's
never ending.
It is never ending.
It is.
That's why you have to be intentional with, okay, from here to here is my me time or my whatever time.
Yeah.
And you have to be intentional just to save your sanity. I mean, for sanity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to have that off time. I've still not figured that out. And I've been my own boss for 14 years.
Yeah.
So that it's really hard. There's
a give and take with everything.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
but
there's positives and negatives to everything.
But it's nice.
Sure.
I love the fact that, you know, I don't have that anymore where I have to check in and out. But
yeah.
I definitely think that, you're never off. this is funny. Walks into a room and forgets why, or multitasks like a ninja.
First one. All day, every day.
I mean, I can't
tell you how many times that happens. What the hell did I just walk in here for?
Yeah, it's some multitasking.
I have to walk out and go into where I came from and go, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then I remember.
It's because you're a multitasker. I think this is kind of a trick question, to be honest with you. I think that's more of like, you know, I think the reason you forget why you went in there is because you've been doing 10 other things.
Which has been proven to not be as effective. You should focus on one task versus like our brains cannot focus and give the same amount of attention to a variety
right.
of different things. But that's just that's how my
women,
brain works.
But that's women.
And
women
I'll do something and I'll immediately go, shit, I got to do this. And then I stop and then I go do the other thing. And that's just.
But I think that's women. I think women are because they're moms and there's career moms, you know, there's so much you're doing that it's really hard to just go into one room and be like, okay, I'm just going to go in for this one thing. You're like, no, I've got.
Because we wear so many hats.
Yes.
And we're pulled in so many different right. directions. And yeah.
So I think that's it. I think you're kind of both. I think you are a multitask ninja, but I think you do forget. And
I forget all the time. Yeah. I have to, but I mean, I know, and again, I've ADD has always been something I've had to learn to just kind of live with and deal with. And lists are something that helped me. I mean, yeah. Big visual lists. I put reminders on my phone of, it'll make an alarm, a noise. So I have to remind, because if not, it leaves my brain. And then I remember about whatever it is 3-4 days later, or if someone asks me and I go, oh crap, I totally, yes, forgot. So lists help, reminders help.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just my brain. Okay. I've got questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I had really good ones. Here we are. And right in line with our topic today, and this is one I don't know about you. Would you rather do a cold plunge every morning or give up coffee for a year? I don't know which one would you go with.
I would say do a cold plunge every morning.
You would rather do that than give up coffee every year?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a donkey as your pet or a cow as your roommate? Let's throw a fun little country question
donkey
in there.
Donkey as my pet, because I've seen your donkeys and they're just sweet. What are their names?
Lily and Lucy.
Oh, that's right.
My girls. They're the only girls we have, so we call them the girls.
Yeah, the girls.
The girls.
The girls. Well, they're just very happy to just be outside, and yeah, that's my kind of animal.
They're pretty chill.
Yeah.
They're way more low maintenance than some of our other.
Yeah, for sure. And they're outside. I like outside animals.
You like outside animals. Yes. All right. So would you rather be stuck in a traffic jam with no music or lose Wi-Fi for a whole day?
Stuck in,
traffic with no music. Do you sing in the car?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes. My Christian music, I blare it. And we are like,
sing Forrest as loud
Frank
as you can.
Is like, oh yeah, Forrest Frank. We're doing the whole TikTok hand motions. My girls and I, Finley will kill me for saying that, but we're all in there doing, you know, dancing and singing. And
that's awesome.
I don't want to sing, but I like really like almost just did because
you sure you don't?
I know.
This
I really
could
don't.
Be your debut.
This could be my debut, but I would totally sing a Forrest Frank song. If there was music behind it, I would totally do it.
If I knew how to pull that
I
up
need
on
you
my
now
right
more
now,
than ever. Won't you put my heart back together? That's my...
Maybe if you sang it, I would get a little bit more understanding of what you're trying to tell me, Dallas.
Yeah. Well, that's not happening because you are the one that told me that I was a horrible singer. So there's no more singing
you
for you.
You took that out of context. You took it out of context.
No, I was definitely... You definitely said that. And I haven't... I don't think I've sang for anybody since. So I won't.
I won't embarrass you.
You scarred me.
That was a long time ago. Was that like... 7 years ago or?
I don't know. 4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
You really haven't sang since then?
I haven't sang for anybody, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me feel bad.
But I do. I sing like in the car. And like I said, I get down with it in the car. I love it. And I love Forrest Frank. Like he's my new jam I listen to in the car.
He's your new go-to.
Yes.
Well, maybe you should try singing again.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do a dance. I've done a dance. I've done that dance.
Okay. Well, I think we need to see this. Yes. And I think we need to hear it. And I think you need to make a big debut.
Okay.
All right. Would you... Oh, this is funny. Okay. I'll end with this one. Would you rather have a pet goat that follows you everywhere or a parrot that repeats everything you say?
Ooh.
So you've got to live with an animal by your side all the time or someone that repeats everything you say.
Well, repeating everything that I say might be beneficial because then I would be able to... You know, I wouldn't have to tell my kids over and over and over again to do the same thing. I could just send the parents.
Your kids don't listen the first time like mine do. They're little angels. Say yes, ma'am, and walk away without any back talk.
Right, right. Yeah.
So yours don't do that. Mine do. Okay. Yeah. Just for clarity.
Then like the goat, I'm thinking my girls are always they're like my little mini-me's that walk with me everywhere. So to have a goat on top of my two little girls that, you know, not little, Finley's. She would kill me.
They'll
for
always
little
be your little
girls. Yeah, they are my little
even
girls.
Even when they're 50, they'll be your little girls.
But we're always together. Yeah. So like to have a goat there too, that'd be like 3 and that'd be too much.
Oh, goat yoga. I don't really understand. Have you seen
goat yoga?
There, you don't tell me you haven't heard about this. Goat yoga.
Goat.
Yeah. I've never done it, but
I've heard of goat, like greatest of all time. Like people call the goat.
We're talking about an actual goat here. Like a country, in the country goat.
No way. Yes.
What is it? Goat yoga. I don't know. I've never done it, but I've seen pictures and people, I should know what this is. I'm going to look into it.
Please do, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Something, again, I don't know.
I don't do yoga.
Something about yoga, neither do I. I've tried it. It gives me a headache. I've tried it a few times, and I don't know if it's just the position with my head down and blood rushing, but not for me. It's great, though. A lot of great benefits, but it's just not for me. But there's something with goats and being outside, and I don't even know. I should look into it. But I know they do it around DFW.
Interesting.
And they bring goats.
I'm very curious, so please look into that for me.
I will. Oh, my goodness. We need to have you go to a goat yoga.
Oh, we'll just... then.
And then just video behind the scenes of your reaction. This would be amazing. And I would totally...
Well, you know what?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it together.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't do yoga for shit. I mean, I'm not flexible, but I'll attempt it just to see you.
Okay. Oh,
with the goat.
Okay.
You can probably do yoga, no problem. You could stretch and get in all these positions, but you're going to freak out over the goat, and I'm just going to snuggle the goat.
You would.
Who's this lady over here that can't touch her toes, but she's snuggling the goat? It's me.
That's funny.
So, yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do it. I'm going to find a goat yoga place around here.
Okay, we'll get back to them on that.
And we will report back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to secretly pray that you get peed on by a goat or some funny thing happens. I'm looking forward to goat yoga. But we are going to pivot over to our topic for the day, and we're going to talk through cold plunges.
Yeah.
And, you know, what it is. I know this is something, again, you're very passionate about. But just in essence, what it is, just very high level, it is submerging majority of your body, basically up to your neck, in very cold water, typically anywhere between 50 and 60 degrees for a certain amount of time. So ideally starting at 30 seconds and then slowly working your way up to a few minutes. I've read some individuals even go up to 10 minutes.
Yep.
You want to be very careful with this. Obviously, anytime you're submerging your body in ice cold or freezing cold water, cold water in general, you just want to make sure that you're very careful. But in essence, that's what it is, submerging your body. And then there's a lot of different benefits that I know you're going to talk through that really come along with cold plunges. And what was interesting to me when really deep diving into all this was I knew high level, you know, some of the benefits, but I didn't realize it'd been around for, honestly, seems like forever.
Yeah.
Since a lot of different civilizations have used this historically, the Romans with the bathhouses, you know, I know we've all heard about those, but I never knew cold baths and like the cold plunges were part of the bathhouses.
Yeah.
They had hot, warm, and cold specifically for some of the great benefits that our body and our mind gets from cold plunges. It was in the 18th, in the early 18th century was when doctors used to prescribe hydrotherapy, and they would prescribe cold plunges and cold soaks and cold wraps for things like mood and a variety of different disorders. Yeah. So it's crazy to see, again, like so many things we talk about, natural and holistic
approaches to healing.
Yes, that have been around, they've been proven.
Yeah.
And you know, not that we've gotten away from this at all, but really I think it's primarily used in more modern society today in the United States as recovering, like healing muscles. A lot of athletes use it. Again, it's starting to get looked into or starting to get studied a little bit more, and we're realizing more of the benefits that come along with it.
Yeah.
But I know, again, I want to hear your experience. You've done it for a long time.
I have. Actually, you know, I actually started doing them when I was in soccer in college. So at Ole Miss and at Mizzou, where I played both schools, we would do it after we had, you know, in the fall is when our season was. And so we would, you know, have preseason, and preseason was 2 to 3 practices a day. And after practice, we would get into this really big, huge silver, like almost like a not aluminum, but like metal tub. It was filled with ice and water, and you would submerge yourself all the way, like you said, to your neck. And I remember feeling like, I mean, it was freezing, and at the time I didn't want to do it, but I did it because I knew the benefit of how it impacted my body and my muscles, because the next day I was going to do 2 to 3 practices that day. So the more that I did it, the better I felt. So I remember that moment of, and that clarity, and really even the mental side to it, to be honest with you, because preseason is so mentally challenging and physically challenging.
Yeah.
But having all those practices and the, you know, caliber of people that you're playing against and all of that. Like it impacted me, and not everybody did it. You didn't have to do it, but I chose to do it. So fast forward to today and the last probably 5 years, you know, getting back into, you know, doing these cold plunges. And I know that there's a lot of movie stars, a lot of people out there that are, you know, showing themselves doing these cold plunges. And
a lot of athletes is really where, yes, I've seen it.
Yep. A lot of athletes. And you know, like I said, you know, movie stars, a lot of people are doing them.
Yeah.
And I started back doing them about 5 or 6 years ago. And when I did, my kids decided that they wanted to be challenged. And I think I probably like talked them a little bit into it in the beginning. I challenged them because
probably talked a little bit of trash.
I did.
Look how long mom can go.
Yes, yeah. I did. I wanted them to do it because I knew the benefits, like you kind of alluded to, not just the physical, it's mental. Mental, yeah, is huge in this, I think, because it is so cold. So I'm going to kind of talk through as I'm sharing like the whole experience, I'm going to talk through how it impacts your body, because it's like one step at a time. So as you enter into that cold bath or cold water, your initial response is your central nervous system is like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? And so your sympathetic is like fight or flight. Like, why are you doing this? And your adrenaline's pumping, your heart's racing, everything about you is just freezing. Yeah. Okay. And then your parasympathetic starts to take place. And that's where your rest, you know, kind of, you know, in digest mode, right? Where you're like, okay, I'm freezing, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. And so then you go from that to your the constriction, the vasoconstriction of your blood vessels constrict, and you know, it's so, because of how cold it is, it's so cold that your body just kind of like constricts and it's trying to keep the heat in your body as long as possible, right? And then, you know, you go from there to you're trying to control your breathing, because otherwise you're like gonna, you know, you're, because it's so cold, you're like, it's like running a race, your body's, you know, going crazy. And so you want to try to control your breathing. And so you start to take deep breaths and you start to control your breaths, which is going to help in, you know, in the aftermath when you learn how to do this. Mm-hmm. And then it affects your, you know, your immune system. Your immune system starts to get, you know, healthier. I mean, your body responds in a very positive way, because, you know, the soreness that you as an athlete would get normally, you're not going to have near as much soreness because the nerve signals are signaling and you're not having as much soreness. It's easing that soreness. Mm-hmm. And then it affects your metabolic rate, which, you know, impacts your, you know, overall, you know, your weight and your metabolism. And then it boosts your dopamine. It makes you happier, you know, especially once you finish. Once you get out.
I bet. You're probably really happy when you get out of that cold water.
You are very happy when you get out. And what it does, like, physically to you is that, like I said, like your body is so cold. And then when you get out, now those blood vessels that were constricted, now they're dilating and it's flushing those toxins out of your body. And your immune system is even stronger. And then from a controlled breathing perspective, next time you have an anxiety, you know, an anxious thought or something that you're really nervous about, your body is learning how to respond in a better way, because of what you put your body, that discomfort that you did to your body, now you're able to react in a different way, in a more positive way. And I think it overall helps your overall health. I mean, it really does. I think it's a great way. I think I call it, you know, nature's way of, it's a natural antidepressant without the side effects. It really is. I think it's a really good way. And I think it's a way in which I think we've discussed multiple times. It's all about going back to nature, everything that there is in nature, mm-hmm. and how we can, you know, heal our bodies through these amazing, you know, techniques.
Cold water. I mean,
cold water,
that's all it is. But it is. It's to your point. We've got to learn to tap into nature, and it's our ancestors knew.
Yep.
Right, just learning about what it was that they did, learning what it was that ancient civilizations did, and how were they able to tap into what nature, what God has provided us, and
yeah.
You know, mood was the very first civilization that I read about that used it was the Egyptians, and Mood was the very first thing that came up. That's why they were using it, as they found a correlation between an increase in enhanced mood and the cold baths or cold plunges.
Yeah.
I think, and again, civilization after civilization consistently has used them. So that tells me they probably saw some benefit and some value with it, for sure.
Yeah. I think anything that you, I mean, just think, Amber, like things that you do, that stretch you, make you uncomfortable, like whatever that is. And then tackling it and then being like, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do in life? Right. That's mood. That's how it affects your mood, because it's
strengthens you mentally.
Yes. You're so uncomfortable when you start it, and it takes about 30 seconds. So if you can get past 30 seconds, honestly, you can do it. Like, I want to encourage people that are listening, like, try it. I promise it is uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie to you. It is very uncomfortable. And it takes about 30 seconds. So if you can just count to 30 seconds, you know, sing your favorite song, you know, whatever it is, get yourself in the right mindset. Once you finish, you're like, okay, if I can do that, what else can I do? And I think there's so much power to it. And I really... You know, I know we mentioned that we were going to discuss, you know, hydrogen infused water, and there's so much to that topic, and there's been so much research on hydrogen infused water, and you know, we both want to make sure that we come prepared for that, because there's so much benefit to it. And I know, like, my husband's tinkered with it a little bit. We've got, you know, one of the it's called H2 tab that we actually purchased, and you can drink it, or you can submerge yourself in it and even do it through a cold plunge as well. But before we really deep dive into it, I think it's important that you get to try it. And I know we gave you a few tabs for
not cold plunging, but the oxygen tabs, right?
Yeah. And you can put it in bath.
I don't know why I said the hydrogen tabs.
Yeah. And you can put it in your bath and you can try it out for yourself.
I will. I'm excited. I'm excited to look into that. And I'll say, with cold plunging for me, that's, you know, I encourage everyone absolutely look into it. There are tremendous health benefits. My kids have done it with you. I don't, because I have Raynaud's, where I've got issues with my fingers and my toes getting enough blood circulation. So for me, I have a variation. And so this is good, I think, for someone who may not be ready to jump in quite yet, or maybe you've got that, you know, circulation issue or something. But I do it in the shower. It's where I try to get some of the same benefits. It's studies have shown they're not as great as what you're getting by actually submerging yourself, but I do get some. And so if anyone is wanting to try it, not ready to submerge, when you're in the shower, you can step out of the, like, towards the end of the shower, step out of that hot water, warm water, turn your shower down to as cold as you can stand it. Once it's cold, then get your body back in. So you still get that shock. It's not as strong as submerging your body, but you will still get at least some of those benefits. And then for me, you know, I'm not going to submerge my whole body. It's just too painful with my fingers and my toes, but I still do the cold shower.
Yeah.
So another variation of, I can still get some of the benefits and take advantage of it without doing the full route.
And I think that is important, because I know there's people out there that have, you know, the same,
you gotta find what works.
Yeah.
You gotta find what works. Nothing. There's not a blanket approach for everybody. You kind of figure out, you got to know your body. To your point you talked about before, we're not robots.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little bit different. So you just got to figure out what works best for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited for you to try the hydrogen.
I'm excited about that for sure. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I've done the cold plunge component of hydrogen, but I believe, that one is hard to really feel the benefit of the hydrogen infused water, because you're dealing with such cold water that it's hard.
That's probably the only thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Your mind is like, okay, I got to breathe and I got to stay in here, and I got to make sure that I'm all the way down to my neck. So So there's, it's hard to feel it in that. But Chris, on the other hand, he did do it, and we'll talk more about his experience, and we're both going to, you know, use it in a just normal bath, cold water, not freezing cold water. And really show the benefits of how that is going to impact your body, and really dive deeper into, you know, the benefits of, you know, hydrogen infused water.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I like, you know, I, I enjoy trying different things, assuming I'm not able to find any negative impacts. And with, you know, cold plunges in this, I feel 100% ready to dive in.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
Well, I can tell you from experience, cold plunges are the way to go. If you can, do them. Stretch yourself. Try it. See if it works for you. I can promise you that after you finish, you will feel better. That's a guarantee. So the name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining.